W.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. We're back. Sunny and 72 for this Katie Robber segment. I love Chalk Fest because I get to see you more than just on Monday.
Yeah, I just kind of take over the radio, so, don't I?
Well, I don't mind that at all because you're good at it. Girl, you really are. And listen, I just checked the forecast for next Friday, and I know it's a ways out. Partly cloudy and 81.
Wouldn't that be that's an absolute perfect day.
Yeah, good day, to get things going. Chalk Fest, wow. That's all I can say. You are absolutely full up as far as vendors. You don't
vendors
have any more room.
Vendors are full. We have 6 food vendors. We have 38 craft and information booth vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but the Wahpeton Fire Department's going to be represented. We're going to have a touch-a-truck kind of event.
Kids love that.
Yes, they do. So a little, you get to hold on to, you know, fire hoses and that sort of thing. So that's really cool. It's really great.
Unbelievable how this thing just keeps growing and growing.
It's going to be big this year. I'm a little worried as to where we're going to put everybody, but we'll figure it out.
You will figure
it
out.
We'll figure it out.
If it's Katie Robber, you'll figure it out.
Yes.
You brought us a guest.
I did.
All right.
Daniel Jolson from Nadine Jolson LLC.
Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
That's great to be here.
You're a newbie. You've never done this before, right?
I haven't been on the radio with you
okay,
yet.
Okay, so. Well, good. I'm glad you're here today, and we're going to alternate questions.
Yeah.
Katie, I'll let you start it here.
Well, just to kind of kick things off, tell us about your Nadine Jolson and what kind of services do you provide?
Yeah, Nadine Jolson LLC was started with my mom. Nadine Jolson started in 97. I've been around since 2015 out of school. I'm from the Galshute area. I went to school in Colfax, and we provide general accounting, payroll, tax, and then we also do governmental audits around the area. And we go from here to Bowman, so we have quite a different wide swath across North Dakota doing some audits and other business tax consulting.
Safe to say you're really good with numbers.
We're good with numbers.
You are very good with numbers, definitely. So Borderline Chalk Fest, what kind of got in your head and say, you know what, I want to be a part of it this year?
Yeah, just a great thing to kind of highlight everything that Wahpeton has, a great community down here just south of Fargo, and you know, great place to be, and it just highlights a lot of things going on in town, and it's a good thing to have in the community.
Have you taken it in the last few years and gotten to see what they're putting out on the street?
Yeah, it's great just seeing all the different paintings, and you know, my favorite thing with those paintings when they go on for a few days, so if it's not rainy, that's good, and it's good to kind of see the art go on for a couple of days after the main event, too.
Yeah, without a doubt, because there's still people on the street kind of, you know, walking out of the brew and walking up and down looking at things going, wow, that is really,
really
cool.
It is amazing how long that week goes if the art stays there, of everyone kind of mingling around out the area.
So. Try to keep the rain off it. Katie, you're next.
Oh, okay. Why do you believe events like Chalk Fest are important for our local area?
You know, it's great that I actually just moved into Wahpeton about 2 weeks ago. I grew up by Galshute. I live by Galshute here, and we just moved to town. So just kind of being a part of town again, it just highlights how great it is to live in Wahpeton and all the things that, you know, you're 2 minutes away from everything that not many towns can say that, yet you're close enough to the big city if you want to be close to any of the big cities.
That's true. Location-wise, we're in a pretty good spot.
It's great.
So I guess we already covered it. Your favorite thing about Chalk Fest.
Yeah, and it's amazing seeing the art that those people can do, because I bet us three would have a very low-ranked piece
of art
down in the corner.
Bill is an artist in his own right. He truly is.
Well, not like the 3D stuff and not like the stuff they're doing, but yeah, Sean McCann has always amazed me for the stuff that he does. And like I said, the footprint that he's got, if you see him mural in town, he's probably done it.
Yeah, the 3D side too, that is, it's amazing of seeing how that jumps out. And I've got 3 little kids and they think it's just awesome walking up and down and seeing all that. You know, you can make a day of it. So
Daniel, have you had a chance to talk with the artists too when you've been out looking at Chalk Fest, or had a chance to
I've let them do their thing?
Right. Yeah, they seem to be
The great thing is the artists are actually very interactive. They love to talk to the people coming around. So please don't be afraid to don't be shy. Exactly. Just say hello, you know, beautiful work. You know, are you staying cool? Can I get you some water?
Right.
Yeah, no, they love to talk about their art and inspire everyone. So.
It's an artist thing. It doesn't take much to get us going on stuff like that. All right, not only, I mean, there's art out on the street. You got other things going on.
Yes.
Other than just the vendors and the craft booths, too.
Yes, so we have yoga demonstrations for the kids. I think there's a yoga session on Saturday morning. at 9, I believe, and Rise Studios hosting that.
Okay.
I believe you have to sign up on Rise Studio, but they will be doing a 9 a.m. yoga session. There's also chess that's coming back again. So they're going to be over at the gazebo where you're going to be able to play chess in the cool shade.
Your hubby excited about that?
I know he gets
wound up for things like Chalkfest. Yeah.
There's also going to be crazed dance demonstrations. So they did this last year and it was great fun. They got everybody involved in doing some quick choreography and putting together a little quick step kind of program. It was great.
I was talking to somebody in the park down there last Saturday when I was doing my zoo sessions thing. And we got talking about Chalkfest, and they said my favorite part is my kids, because they offer, like, the kids can get out there and actually do things on the street too, which is another great part of this too.
That's so interactive. We interact with the community, give them a chance to express their own artistic impressions.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be black squares out on the road, so you can choose a square and start drawing your own.
Yeah.
There's also going to be a big mandala, which
I love that.
Yeah, it's right in front of the courthouse and in front of the library, and you can pick a little triangle or a little section of it and start coloring it in, just like a really big coloring book.
Daniel, you'll get in on that. I mean,
we'll get Daniel to do that.
That sounds too tough.
I know you keep mentioning some of those other things, and I forgot about that too.
Yeah.
With the kids, that it's a great event that you guys put on. Chamber does a wonderful job supporting.
Oh,
all
without
that.
A doubt.
And, and we know that it's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. We know that's going to happen.
It's July. Always
it's always the hottest weekend of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a splash pad for kids to splash around.
I love that.
It was just a couple buckets full of water. It's amazing how much that could entertain kids. It was fantastic. We're going to do it again this
year. It's like the kid at Christmas that gets a present and plays with the box.
We'll bring some of our extra Sam's Club boxes at home if our kids will
There you go. Perfect. Well, I tell you what, looking so forward to Chalkfest, and that's coming up next week, and you're going to be back in. We're going to be talking more about this.
More times. We've had some amazing corporate sponsors, and we cannot thank Nadine Jolson enough. They've been a long-time supporter. Integral to the chamber. Thank you very much. From the bottom of our hearts, we couldn't do it without you. So
you guys have been plugged in. It's like a lot of community stuff I see your name attached to, too. So
yeah, I mean, it's good to support your hometown. And like I said, you can't say enough good things about Wahpeton and the work chamber does supporting it. So
Daniel, great to have you in here. And then stop back in anytime.
We'll do that.
We can
thank
chat. You. All right. It's 9:14. Katie, thanks for stopping in. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.